The film Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, tells the rise and fall of the roots rock group. They came together playing blues-based rock and roll in the Hawks and became the Band when they backed Bob Dylan on his 1965 Electric Tour. Robertson, the band's founder, remembers how they outraged Dylan's acoustic-loving fans.
We go somewhere, we set up our equipment, we play. People come, they boo us, sometimes throw things. We pack up our equipment, go on to the next place, set up, play, they boo us. I think, what a strange way to make a buck.
The band turned to recording Robertson songs. Their debut album, Music from Big Pink, was recorded in the town of Woodstock and took the rock world by storm. Bruce Springsteen describes the depth of their talent.
They had three of the greatest white singers in rock history. To have any one of those guys would be the foundation for a great band.
The singers, Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, and Levon Helm, all struggled with addiction. As the turmoil of fame was pulling the group apart, they held a final concert in 1976, captured in Martin Scorsese's classic film, The Last Waltz.
We did The Last Waltz with the idea that we would put that away, take care of one another a bit, and really come back together again and make music like we had never made before. That was our dream.
But the band never performed live again. This film helps us understand the legacy they left behind. Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band is now playing in theaters. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.